This has been a rough couple days, man. Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, and now Hulk Hogan passing away. That's sad. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge pro wrestling fan right now, but when I was a kid, I was, man. And that first time I think I saw Sunset Sam, when Hulk Hogan was rollerblading down where is that in California? It's a famous
Venice Beach.
Venice Beach, yeah. And then Michael Nesmith's song, right? And then I kind of saw that, and then all of a sudden I started getting into pro wrestling, and I was like, oh, this is Ultimate Warrior was kind of my guy there for a long time, and now Hulk Hogan's passed away. That's just
reports that he had been in ill health recently, and then people denying those reports and denying them as Jimmy Hart, the former manager.
The mouth of the South?
Yeah. Jimmy Hart saying just 24 hours ago that he was okay and things are going great and blah, 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 blah. And apparently passing away today.
Mm. Well, you know what's amazing to me? How fast Wikipedia is on some of this stuff. He's already passed away on it. I mean, how long ago do you think this happened? A couple hours ago?
I don't know. Not too long.
Wow. I don't know. I just, you know, he was a reason why I liked watching pro wrestling when I was young.
That's right, brother.
Oh, I don't know. It's just part of your childhood's gone, right?
Well, he was terrific. He was great at what he did.
The millions
and
Hulk
a big guy passing away at the age of 71, Hulk Hogan.
It was hard for me to accept him as a bad guy, too. I wasn't good with him being a bad guy.
Oh, that whole NWO angle with Hollywood Hulk Hogan was outstanding on WCW back in the day.
Yeah.
It was a great job.
Didn't you love it when time after time when Hulk was getting the you know what beat out of him and it looked like it was like he was done, and then all of the sudden he would get punched one time and then would like snap to attention and everybody would go, and then they would punch him again and he would snap even more to attention. I mean, could you have rolled out that same script too many times? No, because Hulk played it perfectly.
Right.
And then the leg drop to finish him off.
Which always made me laugh because he did an interview probably 10 years ago with Bill Simmons. And it was one of the great lines ever. He goes, I've had like 12 back surgeries because my finishing move was the leg drop. I had the biggest arms in wrestling. I had the pythons. Why wasn't my finishing move the sleeper hold? Why didn't anybody tell me to do the sleeper hold so then that way I didn't have to have all these back surgeries?
Or a flying elbow smash.
Right. Something like that.
Instead, he's flying up in the air and landing on his butt with the leg drop and sending everything straight up his spine. Hmm. You know, he was 71.
Yeah.
And Dan and I were chatting in the break, and Dan said, it's amazing how these guys don't live that long. Well, who knows what else is going on with their bodies.
True.
But the actual physical toll that wrestling takes on these guys is amazing.
Oh,
and that's why they don't live very long. They get beat up. And not just in the ring, the travel schedule and all of that is just nasty. And then you turn around and you go do the same thing the next night. And again, who knows what else is going on with their bodies? I'm not going to say anything about anybody that I don't know, but there's a lot of stuff.
Especially you're talking the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so you're talking guys piling into cars, piling into vans, driving to the next show, not really getting high-end medical attention.
Yep.
You know, the solution to everything coming from a bottle or a pill bottle.
Yeah.
You know, and on top of that, the massive steroid scandal, which...
And of course...
Yeah, I remember...
The guys like him, if you just touch their foreheads, they start to bleed.
All the bleeding, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Rick Flair.
It was a rough lifestyle.
Yep. Mm. But that's sad news.
Greatest pro wrestler of all time?
I think so.
It's hard
Definitely
for me to...
the most... Either he or The Rock is the most well-known. And I don't know if that shifted in the last few years to Dwayne The Rock Johnson or if it's still Hulk Hogan, but...
I think it's Hulk. And I say
it
that...
probably is.
I said only because... The Rock left wrestling and now just makes like cameos here and there. But he got out and went into acting while Hulk stayed in wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After Rocky III, yes.
Dwayne Johnson was smart and played it into something else quickly. And good for him. And that's why he still appears to be in great health and everything else and And he's a pretty good actor. He does a nice job.
I'm trying to think of all the great pro wrestlers, and there really were a lot.
It's Gorgeous George.
If you want to go,
nobody. I don't.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Gorgeous. I only know him from history. I don't remember watching him.
Mm-hmm. Harley Race, you'd put in there too. I mean, there's
Dusty
a lot.
Rhodes.
Of Dusty. The old
Dusty Rhodes
people,
was big time.
One of two Undertaker. People on this earth who is as tough as they come with a lisp. It's him and Mike Tyson.
Andre the Giant.
Andre. You'd throw the Macho Man in there. You got to throw Ric Flair in there too.
Yeah.
I mean, John Cena, like currently,
you guys
I would
are looking
say,
at
too,
more modern guys. Too, yeah. Yeah. More of the modern guys. But some of the old timers, boy, they, you know, the Von Erich family was legendary.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie that came out?
I just saw parts of
it. It's really good. I think Iron Claw, I believe it's called. Zac Efron's in it. He does a great job.
I'm trying to think of other, like, I don't know. Roddy Piper, I mean, he was
phenomenal.
He was right there. But I don't know.
But he played a role. His wrestling wasn't that, you know, his wrestling was okay. He was just a smaller guy who was obnoxious as all, you know what, by the role he was playing.
And there are a ton of Japanese wrestlers that I do not know well.
And people would probably, I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin's got to be in there too, right? I mean, you can't, I don't know if we didn't, the Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. Yeah, man.
You want to go more modern, go Edge.
Sting.
Did we say Ric Flair? Did you say Ric Flair?
I threw Ric Flair in there.
You did?
No conversation is complete without Ric Flair.
Rick's one of the top five.
You can even throw Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in there, too, for those Flair Steamboat matches, which are unbelievable.
Oh, Randy Savage was so good.
I love the Macho Man. He will always sit near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Guerrero. Anyone want to throw him in there?
No.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
just throw him in there. Randy Orton.
Yeah. I lied. I cheat. I steal.
What a bummer, man. What they're saying cardiac arrest. Is that what it was? Hulk Hogan, again, that's who we're talking about, passed away today.
71.
Yeah.
Age of 71.
What made him so popular, though? Was it just
the
charisma?
The Rocky movie sure helped.
Well, I don't know. The mustache also. But I knew who he was before the Rocky movie.
Right? I don't know if you did or not.
I did.
I mean,
I did, for sure.
Helped,
yeah,
because sure.
I was talking about him as Sunset Sam.
Okay.
Right? So.
I think it was the fact that the early days of WWF at that point. And it was just, he was a marketing genius, and Vince knew exactly what to do with him. And he followed Vince step by step, and it really got big the minute that Andre told him to body slam him, and that was the end of it. You know, and all of a sudden Hulk was huge before then, but the minute that he body slammed Andre the Giant.
And actually did it.
And actually got him up and slammed him. Claims that he tore both his triceps as he did it.
Ooh.
But... yeah, and actually slammed Andre.
In the fall of 79, Hulk Hogan came up with a big win over Harry Valdez. And then that was at Madison Square Garden, he beat Ted DiBiase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another
million-dollar man.
Million-dollar man. Oh. Hulk Hogan passes away today, so... that's the storyline.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's the end of a legend.
I almost don't want to come to work tomorrow. Ozzy yesterday, Hulk Hogan today, Malcolm Jamal. It's threes, right? Isn't that always?
Yeah, they always tell you it's in threes. So, and especially like growing up to all the merchandising. Like I'll never forget they had the we had friends who had the. They were like the giant dolls that you could do all the wrestling moves
like
on.
Like Stretch Armstrong ones,
man.
Too, or no?
They were more stuffed. They were like pillows almost.
Okay.
I forget what they were called. And we had friends that had a Hulk Hogan one and a Macho Man one, and all of us would, you know, do our wrestling moves on, even though we told our parents none of us ever watched wrestling because wrestling was bad.
Mm. Mm, mm,
but yet somehow I know all of this. I don't know how that happened.
All right. Just getting back to sports. Again, thoughts and prayers and just all those fans out there for Hulk Hogan and Hulk's family.
All the Hulkamaniacs.
All the Hulkamaniacs. You're right. So Hulk Hogan passing away today. Would you say 71?
Age of 71.
71.
We're going to head out to Browns shortly when the quarterbacks start to speak.
Yeah, so once they get up there. Also, give us a little minute here. You got something over there?
No, but when we go to the press conferences, they're all brought to us right here on The Fan by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com.
I did want to, we're not going to have a ton of time. Guardians play during the day today, Jeff, and I just want to touch on the Guardians. before those
cooking,
guys.
Cooking, baby.
Yeah, they're playing great baseball right now. Are you
fun to watch?
Yeah, and you know, last night was another one of those nights where you know
trade deadline a week from today.
The Stephen Kwan thing still is like bothering me. The fact that he's out, that people are kind of saying his name out there that he'd be somebody to trade, but yet they keep chipping away at this lead to get back into the playoffs. They keep winning, and I keep saying, please get me another bat. I can see some guys, but I don't want to trade away what I would call the core guys of this team right now, especially knowing where their contracts are. And I'm not getting rid of Kwan. I'm hanging on to him. You said some stuff yesterday about his numbers and later in the season, but I still, there's something about him. I'm not letting him go. And I know there are people saying, well, maybe he wants to head back home to the West Coast. And I get that, and I understand
he'd be allowed
that
when free agency hits.
Yeah, but he still has another,
2 years after this.
Yeah, so he's got our next year and the year after that, and then he's a free agent.
I don't want to give up on a guy who is one of the few guys on offense who you trust on this team. You know, the team's been better. I think Dan and I figured it out during the stretch here where they've won 11 to 13. They're averaging 5.4 runs per game, something like that. They're still not hitting real well. You know, and the numbers are down, but they're scoring more runs. And, you know, you need runs. That's all. And so if you're going to trade him, and I can't imagine that they would, you know, you're in it now, Andy. Mm-hmm. If they had followed up losing 10 straight with, you know, another bad stretch.
Right.
If that had continued, you could trade anybody you wanted to.
I agree.
Except maybe Jose. I could see that. But right now, you're right in it. I mean, who's to say you can't make a wild card spot right now? I don't think the team is worth investing in right now, but I also don't think you should bust it up. I mean, they seem to have guys who, under the right circumstances, can get the job done. The pitching, first and foremost. Bullpen, right there, you know, is a key part of the team. And your offense has been better. I still don't like the offense. It's been better. I am not giving up anybody who is key in the present or in my future plans to rent a bat this year. I'm just not, because I don't think the rest of the offense is just one bat away from being a whole lot better. That doesn't mean this team can't make the playoffs. It has shown here during this 13-game stretch that they have a group of players that's capable of winning baseball games and perhaps getting into the playoffs. So go for it. And if you can get a bat cheap, you know, a prospect who you might not think is one of your more highly rated prospects, but I don't know if I'd like to pull another Lane Thomas trade. You gave up a pitching prospect you like and an infielder you like, and Lane unfortunately hasn't worked out. Maybe he can come back and be healthy, and if he does, maybe that helps.
I'm just looking back at, you know, this scenario of, you know, where they were and where they're going on some of this stuff. And I'm just,